Please, come in, dear. I'd rather not have to see your shadow lingering outside of my door all night. There you go. Just sit down on that cushion. So, I was told you needed to speak to me about something. Yes, I figured that would be the reason for your visit. What's wrong? Surprised that the great Madame Oni knows who you are? I know most people from the villages, sweetie. It pays to be informed about local happenings. Not to mention, I've heard quite a lot about you from your dear sister. We've spent a lot of time together, your sister and I. Didn't she tell you that? No? I'm a bit offended, really. Well, she used to do jobs for me. Every now and again, I'd have her take care of some troublesome people. Those my clan members might not be able to handle on their own. I tried to get her to serve under me, actually. But she's always been more of a lone wolf, I suppose. Or, perhaps it was a matter of honor for her. I couldn't really speculate. What do you think, sweetie? Is that dour older sister of yours still haunted by the specter of her late master? Sorry, she's a curious figure. And I'd always kind of wanted to learn more about her. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore, does it? She's gone. Most likely on the other side of the kingdom by now. Leaving you to clean up the mess she made. I'm afraid you've inherited a rather large debt. Though, that isn't really news to you, is it? I doubt your sister cared enough to hide her gambling habits. It's somewhat ironic, actually. All of the money I paid for her services eventually ended up back in my pockets. Plus interest. Forgive me. I'm getting ahead of myself. Frankly, I'm overjoyed to see you here already. It saves me the trouble of sending someone out to collect you. You seem like a smart boy. Taking the initiative to visit me first. I'm sure you figured out what happens next. Or have you come before me to beg for mercy? Don't stare down at the floor, darling. It isn't very polite. That's better. You have very pretty eyes. Do you know that? I feel like I get lost in them. Why don't you come a little closer, sweetie? Oh, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Here, why don't you just sit next to me? See? Doesn't this feel so much more comfortable? Intimate, even? You and I don't have to bother with all the boring formality that usually comes with these sort of situations. We may have never met in person, and I doubt you trust me yet. But I'd like you to think of me as family. Poor thing. Now that your sister's gone, I'm all you have. How could a woman be so callous as to leave her precious little brother to fend for himself? If you ask me, she doesn't even deserve to be called your sister anymore. Don't worry though, darling. Because I'll take care of you from now on. You can call me Big Sis Oni. And unlike that deadbeat, I'll never leave you. All of this must have been so hard on you. Why don't you let Big Sis comfort you, baby? Just stay still while I wrap my strong arms around you. Oh, good boy. Ease into my embrace and feel all of your worries fade away. Sweetie, you still seem afraid. I can be a little intimidating, I know. But there's no reason to fear me. Just because I'm stronger than you humans, that doesn't mean I'm evil. Or perhaps the horn is what's putting you on edge. Don't worry. The big, scary demon isn't going to eat you up. I have other uses for you. What? Did you expect me to completely forgive your dad? No, sweetie. I am still out. Even though we're family now, I can't simply ignore that. Fortunately, yours is a benevolent mistress. I think together we can figure out an acceptable way for you to pay me back. After all, it would be unreasonable to expect you to collect such a sum without any help. Your former sister was a prodigious gambler, let's say. She wasted more money than most people earn in a lifetime. Honestly, it was rather careless of me to allow her to run up that much debt. Then again, she was still doing jobs for me at that point. I must have thought everything would balance out eventually. Now that she's gone, though, her responsibilities fall onto you. Which leaves us with only a few options. Firstly, you could try to earn the money back. An avenue I don't recommend unless you have an emperor's treasure hidden somewhere. Alternatively, I could have you work for my clan. It would be difficult at first, but you'd get used to it eventually. Or, Big Sass could take you herself. What's wrong? Shouldn't you be happy to get such an easy out? Migs' Oni just wants to help you. I mean, cute boys like you are meant to serve a beautiful mistress. It's only natural. So why not devote yourself to me? I promise I'll always be there for you. You can rely on me, sweetie. Truly, you couldn't hope for a better mistress. I'm the only one who can treat you like you deserve. Who will protect you with all their strength. That traitor didn't understand how good she had it. I would have given anything to come home to you. To see your smiling face every night before going to sleep. Yet, all that fool cared about was money and drink. She dirtied her blade for mere gold. All while you stayed cloistered away on the family farm, wondering when your sister might return. She should have thanked the gods every night for giving her such fortune. Tell me, darling, wouldn't you prefer to serve a mistress who appreciates you? Turn your head to me. I can give you more than just sisterly affection. Surrender your body to me. and you'll experience pleasure beyond imagining. I can feel you trembling in my arms, baby. Do you like being so close to me? Feeling my chest rise and fall with every breath. It's okay to get excited. In fact, you look even cuter when you're flustered. Perhaps I was being a bit too hasty when I said that I wasn't going to eat you up. Don't move, sweetie. I want to feel your soft lips on mine. Good boy. Let Big Sis take care of you. Such a sweet little thing. I have to lean down just to kiss you. Don't feel bad, sweetie. All humans seem small to a Sony. Plus, I love towering over you like this. Whenever you look up at me, I want you to feel my control like a physical force wrapping around you. I understand all this might be confusing. You may even be a little frightened right now. But I promise you'll grow to love your new life. I'll make it so that you won't be able to go to sleep without feeling my arms around your body. Good boy. You want to be Big Sis's little toy, don't you? I bet you love the thought of being owned, of belonging to me, and me alone. I can't wait to have my way with you, sweetie. Did you know that foolish sister of yours tried to keep me away from you? Really? I saw you working on the farm once, when looking for your sister. Naturally, I took an interest. I mean, you just look so cute and innocent. Of course, I wanted to have you. So I asked your sister if she could introduce us. Do you know what she said? She told me to keep my hands off her brother. That I had no place interfering with her family. What a hypocrite. Pretending like she actually cared about you. Well, she isn't here to get in my way anymore. She left without thinking once of how much it would hurt you. She abandoned you. But don't worry, baby. Because I'm going to give you so much pleasure that you forget all about her. Such a good boy. I'm your big sister now, right? Why don't you say it for me? Good boy. You don't know how happy it makes me to hear that. I've always wanted my own little brother. Wanted someone who looks up to me, who worships me. And now I have you, sweetie. I won't have to sleep alone anymore. I won't have to sit here in my room, wondering what you're doing. If you're okay. You're all mine, sweetie. And I'm not going to let you out of my sight. I'm going to have you come with me wherever I go. Keep you by my side, like the adorable pet you are. Good boy. Do you like touching my breasts? It's all right. You can rub them as much as you want. They're really soft, aren't they? Here. Why don't I move my robes to the side so you can... suckle on them. Don't be afraid, sweetie. Just rest your head in the crook of my arm and latch on. That's it. Take my nipple into your mouth. I got so stiff because of you, little brother. I knew you'd show up here tonight, sweetie. One of my spies told me that your sister had left with a small bag of her possessions. She was the only thing keeping me from you. Oh, her warning and her blade. But now that she's out of the way, I can finally claim you. When I heard the news, I couldn't believe my luck. I kept imagining all the things I was going to do with you when you got here. Fuck. Oh, good boy. Oh, keep sucking. Such a needy little brother. Are you getting excited from having Pegasus' nipples in your mouth? Oh, sweetie. You're bulging in your pants. Why don't you take those stuffy clothes off? It's okay. You don't have to be shy around Big Sis. I want to see all of you, sweetheart. Don't you want to be a good boy for me? I could order you to strip if I have to. That's better. I knew a subby little slut like you couldn't resist showing off. Oh, gods. It's so hard, baby. Just let Pink Sis help you out. Good boy. Feel my strong fingers gently wrapping around your shaft. Do you like I'm stroking you? Don't stop sucking, baby. Use your tongue. Holy shit. That's it. Oh, fuck. You look so precious. Nestling into my chest. Oh, my adorable baby boy. Oh, Big Sis is going to make you feel amazing. Yeah. Oh, feel my hand lightly squeezing around your cock. Pumping up and down, up making all that sticky pre-cum drip out. Oh, fuck. Oh, here. I moved to the other breast, sweetie. Oh, yes. Good boy. Suck like a baby as I run my fingers through your hair. Suck while I jerk your stiff cock off. Oh, look how desperate you are, thrusting your hips up, trying to fuck my hand. Are you almost there, baby? Oh, is all that sticky cum going to shoot out over my fingers? Yeah. Oh, I could stroke faster if you'd like. I could pump that beautiful cock of yours until it starts pulsing and spasming for me. Or you could hold it in and spurt that fertile seed deep inside Big Sis's tight, wet pussy. Oh! Was that a little twitch I just felt? Do you want me to stop, baby? Okay. I wish you didn't have to unlatch yet. But I'm already burning up. And frankly, I don't think I could have taken any more of that at losing my mind with lust. It's alright, baby. You're still going to get to satisfy Big Sis. In fact, you don't have any other choice. So, let's move to the pad, okay? Would you mind helping me with my clothes? Good boy. Untie the sash. There. Now, you can admire every inch of my body. Take in my beauty as I settle into the sheets. You made me so fucking wet, baby. Can you see the juices glistening on my slit? Gods, it turns me on so much when you look at me like that. I don't think I'll be able to stop from touching myself. Do you like seeing my pussy spread out for you? Imagine how good it would feel to be inside me, to fill me up. Come closer. closer. Good boy. Get on the bed and line yourself up. Oh, yeah. Just rub my juices all over the swollen head of your cock. Oh, get it nice and lubed up. Oh, are you ready for Big Sis to take you, sweetie? Okay. Slowly. Ease yourself in. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels amazing, baby. Start moving. Oh, good boy. Oh, buck your hips for me. Feel my pussy clenching around you. Oh, making you go weak. So much pleasure. Oh, the sensation of being inside me is so intense. Oh, you can't think about anything else. You can't help but submit. Oh, your desire to serve me growing with every second. Oh, all you want, all you need is to be mine. Oh, good boy. Oh, such a good boy for Big Sis. Fuck. You love me, don't you? You love being owned. I've watched you for so long, sweetie. I used to disguise myself so I could fly you to the market. It felt like torture. Being able to see you. Yet having to stay awake. Knowing you weren't even aware of me. It's almost absurd. Oh, to think I, with all my power, was scared off by a little girl with a sword. Oh, I should never have let her stop me from taking what's rightfully mine. Your place is with me, sweetie. Oh, your cock is mine. Oh, your seed is mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, everything you are is mine to take. Oh, fuck. So deep. Oh, good boy. Lean down so you can take my nipples in your mouth again. just like that. Like, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, yes. Like, oh, faster. Oh, I want to feel you bottoming out inside of me, sweetie. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. I'm almost... I'm almost there. Oh, I hear your balls tightening up, sweetie. Oh, can you feel the sperm in them? Just waiting to be released inside me. Oh, I bet you want to come so badly. Don't hold back. Oh, let yourself get right up to the edges. Rub my legs around you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh, come with me, sweetie. Come inside me. Good boy. Oh, shoot every ounce of that seed inside Pig Sis's fertile womb. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're still coming. Oh, that. Intense. Oh, yeah. I think you may have just given my clan a new successor. Mixus loves you. You know that, right? You're quivering, baby. That was a bit much for you, wasn't it? It's all right. You'll get used to this feeling. I'm going to keep you spent and drained for me, sweetie. From now on, you'll end every night like this, blissfully in my arms. Before you know it, you won't even remember what your life was like before me. But that will come later. Right now, all you have to do is rest.